scheduling note, point out for those that did not get the email, there's one or two reasons you don't get the email. There's one person in the entire colo who, I believe, does not use email, did not fill out an email address altogether. One person. And the but everyone else who does seem to use email regularly, if you didn't get an email, it's either because your email was not legible. So please try. Please come over to me and tell me what your email address is. Or email me, Maybrook, M-A-Y-B-R-U-C-H at Y-U-Z-E-D-U, with your email address. But whether you got the email or not, just to remind everyone, the Bechina Be'ez Hashem is a week from Monday, the same date that the other part of the Torah has a Bechina. So everyone should be finishing up on the Limud of Avodah Zarah, if you didn't finish up already, to do the Tevilas Tehillim, Hadol Tehillim, and start Chazara. Be'ez Hashem, a week from Monday, we will have, as Rabbi Cohen told us, Chazara Bechsav. So it's just to... Rav Shechter always points out, the Gemara says, David HaMelech says, Af Chachmasi Amdoli, Chachma Shalomadati Ba'af. Chachma that I learned with pressure stayed with me. So Rav Shechter says, that's why in the Torah we have Bechinas, because Bechinas make a person have pressure in order to be able to learn. It's not the grade on the Bechina, of course, it's the motivation for Chazar, which is a very important part of learning. As my 12th year Rebbe Ari Bergman used to say, if you don't Chazar, forget it. So therefore it's important to always Chazar, to make sure you can be Matzliach. The Mishnah tells us in the Ayin Heim and Beis, Halotech, Tlei Tashmish, Min Ovar Tochavim, Kibay, Tlei Suda, Tlei Tashmish, Mizu Tlei Suda, from Goy. Then it depends what the nature of the Tlei is. And Shadarko Lahat Fil Yatzil. If it's something which you use only in cold water, Rashi points out, you just need to do Tevilas Tehillim. Lahadil Yadil. If it's something which can be, which is usually used in hot water, in cooking, then do Hadalah. And Lulabin Ba'ur, Yilabin Ba'ur. This word, of course, Rav Shechter always points out, the word Ur is not the same word as Ur. Ur means light, Ur means heat. Such as we have Ur Kazdim, Ur means a piece, Chazal's Russia, a furnace. Ur means heat, it's not the same word as Ur, it's an O or an U. So Yilabin Ba'ur, if it's something which is used on directly on the fire, you have to be Yilabin Ba'ur. And with this Mishnah, we have the introduction. In fact, the only place in Shas that is discussed at length, the idea of Hadalas Tehillim and Tevilas Tehillim. Today we're going to discuss these two concepts. First, Tevilas Tehillim, as the Gemara does, and then Hadalas Tehillim, to purge a kli from its prohibited mixture. Many people mix up the words Hadalah and Tevilah. Two different ideas. Tevilas Tehillim, of course, means you have to put it in the mitzvah. Hadalas Tehillim means you have to purge some substance from the kli if you need to do so. The Gemara says, Tana, v'kulan tzrichin tevila b'arayimsa. All tehillim need to have tevila, if they're bought from an akum. Now, b'arayimsa of mayim. Minani mili, how do we know this? Amar Rava, demar kra, kol devar shayyav ba'esh, tavir ba'esh, v'taher. It says in the Pasuk, kol devar shayyav ba'esh, tavir ba'esh, v'taher. Hosif l'chakosuv tara cheres. We have an added tara. What's that tara? Seal of the mitzvah. Tani bar tefari mitzvah shemar b'meid nida shemar nitzorach hazah shlish b'shvita. I'm lomar ach yilek. If you're talking about b'meid nida, mayim shenidus of elis behen. 2 points. First of all, it says v'taher. What's v'taher? May nida. What's may nida? The Gemara says usually the word may nida means mayim is sprinkle. Nothing to do with the nida. Nida means to sprinkle. The Gemara says here the word may nida also means something which a nida is tovelis. Just like a nida is tovelis. And anyone else who's tamei. Mem sa mayim. So too we need to do tevila for even a kli b'mem samayim. Tosfos is bothered by a very strange phenomenon. We know there's different types of tevila we have in the Torah. Tevilas adam needs to do with mem sa. With a person is tamei or for gerus, a person always needs mem sa. But tevilas chelim is different. Tosfos, the little tosfos, mayim shenid is veles. Again, if the Gemara is telling us there's two parts to this drasha that you need to do Tevilas Tehillim, number one is it's a hair that tells you you need to do it. It's a hair is an extra tahara. Tahara means for any tree that you buy from a guy, you need to do tahara. And then how much? B'mei nida. In water that a nida tavela, Zav tells it doesn't make any sense. Afadav, dirviya sadi lahatvil maftim itzinoros. Midaraisa. The problem is, we know that this doesn't fit into the paradigm of anything else in Shas. In Shas, when you are Tovel a person, you always need how much? Memsa. At least Memsa. But when you're Tovel a Kli, how much do you need? A Kol Shehu. A Machat. Something which is a tiny, tiny needle. A needle that became Tomei, if it's a Kli Shalim.
How do you get rid of the tumah? You put it in a tiny mitzvah. Midir Rabbanan refers to something Memsa, which is why the Mishnah says, one of the Mishnah's Osios Neshama, that people learn Nachman Al-Tan first in his Ptira, Mishnah Osios Neshama, so there's four Mishnayos that are dealing with Tyros, that is the Osios Nun Shin Mem Hei. The Mishnayos say that if you have a machat, if you have a little machat, usually if you take a machat, Midir Rabbanan, you still have to put it into Memsa. How do you put a machat into Memsa of Mayim? So the Mishnah says a simple trick. You put it on the step of the mitzvah, and then you just brush a little water over it, which is connected to the mitzvah, and then you have your machat being mitzvah, because if you dip a machat in a whole mitzvah, it's going to get lost. That's all midrabanan. Midaraisa, a machat only needs a tiny bit of water for tevilah. So it says, I don't understand. People need memsa'a, but kelim only needs a koshu. Zachtosus, you're right. So I would have thought to compare this tevilah kelim to other kelim, but Tosus says no. Tainu tvilas tuma. That's for tuma. Aval tvilas trimidion chidushu ubay memsa. Tvilas trimidion doesn't fit into the icon. It's not part of the set of tvila that we have for tuma. And this is not part of the tvila that we have for tuma. Enachanami. This is a new din. The tvila needs to be bememsa, even though most kelim don't need memsa mitaraisa. Tosus is really not mazir, except for Tosus is the word chidush. Chiddush Tosfos seems to drive home a few bot earlier, as on the Marmar Tomos, Rav Schefter points out, Chiddush usually means Zavar Sosir Tzor Klal, something which is going against the rules. Tosfos here means, yes, this is a special pasuk that goes against the rules, you need Tvila b'memsa midarais, as opposed to most Kalim that only need Tvila b'tolshu. But what's the Hezver? What's Pshat? The Ramban, in the first source, is omit on this, and the Ramban says, the same question of Tosfos, Kashuli. The source made it to the back? Nachum in the back, you have the source sheet? No? No one has? Is anyone? Shtreach, there we go. Shtreach G, thank you. Tashali! Vatvilas Kalim the Araisa be Revius. We know that Kalim only need Revius. Not a close truth. A Revius, which is much less than Memsa. Kedamar Bivsachim, Horvachadu Mitzvah, Machtim Tinoros. The Revius alone, a tiny bit of water is enough for Machtim Tinoros. So I would have thought that here also, if I'm Tavil, a little fork, how much should a little fork need? Maybe two revius in, enough to cover a whole fork. Why is it we have a din memsa? El drabanan b'tzvul reviusa. It's only din drabanan, as we mentioned, that you need to have memsa even for telum. But midaraisa, telum only needed revius. So why is it that if I telum for tzvilas telum here, you need memsa? If telum for tuma, usually need only revius. Zach the Ramban, yeshlomar, tzvila zu gzeres atosafi. V'taki gzeres melech atzvich avar memsa, enachanami, it's a chiddush. But it's a new din, and you can't use the paradigm of tefillah kelim by tumah because it's a totally different din. By Tosfos thing, it's a chiddush. It's Tosfos all the normal kelim, the new parsha b'fnei atzma. Zach the Ramban inami es machta, but I'm not sure. The Ramban adds to Tosfos that it's possible the whole din of tefillah kelim, the din drabanan, es machta. Midaraisa, it sounds like in echanami. We're going to need to do Tzvilas Kalim. You don't need to do Tzvilas Kalim at all. Midrabanan, it's an Esmachta. It sounds like the Rabban is saying, the whole idea perhaps of Tzvilas Kalim is an Esmachta. One might think that's not true, and I think the words of the Ramban Esmachta does not mean Tzvilas Kalim is a Din Rabbanan, but it's a Mufurish Ramban Ala Torah that indeed, the Ramban Ala Torah says, he's not sure if the whole Din of Tzvilas Kalim that we need is it in the Rabbanan or in the Raisa? Zach the Rabbanan, the next source, our Torah. The Chol, the Rashi Elohi of Abba'esh, the Parashah of Di'oi Chli Midyon. Rashi explains, what does it mean, Chol, the Rashi Elohi of Abba'esh, Yavav Amayim? Anything that's not traced because it was used for cooking needs to go into water. What does it mean that something that you get from Midyon that wasn't used for cooking, so it's not traced, still needs to go in water? Zach Rashi, our Torah. Kol davish ein tashmisha aydei ha'ur, anything which is not used with heat, kedon kosos, tzluchios, vichitonia, vichitonos, shetashmishan betzonin, v'lo balu iser, taviru b'mayim, matbion v'dayo. The pasuk says, kol davish shelo yavo ba'esh, taviru b'mayim v'tahir. The pasuk that our Gemara quotes. So Zoch the Rashi points out. Rashi says, if it's not going to come ba'esh, you only need b'mayim. What does b'mayim mean? What does Tavir B'mayim mean? So Rashi, Tavir B'mayim means you need to do Tefillas Kelim. So Rashi understands that the Kavanah of the Pasuk itself is Mayim means Tefillas Kelim. Lashon Rashi. So after Ramban, it's not true. The Torah is not referring to Tefillas Kelim in the Torah. They're not going to be inai. She'en Lashon Tavir Tavila. Kiyomar Tavir B'mayim Shulashon Tavila. That makes sense. We know this idea of Mayim referring to Tefillah. When does Mayim usually refer to Tefillah? When it says Taviu b'Mayim, Uva b'Mayim v'Taher. All the Pesukim Parshas Vayikra that talk about Bias Mayim. So Bias Mayim is the usual pasuk that's used for Tefillah. But here the pasuk says Kader Hashaloyav Abayish Taviu b'Mayim. Taviu b'Mayim. Taviu b'Mayim says Rabban. Taviu b'Mayim does not mean Tefillah. So whereas Rashi says Ta'avir B'mayim means actual Tevilah, the Ramban says, I don't think that the intent of the Pasuk when it says Ta'avir B'mayim means Tevilah. So what does it mean? So the Ramban. Firstly, the part that is skipped in the Ramban reinterprets the whole Pasuk and says it could mean something else. And Tevilah is Midaraisa. But then the Ramban says, Rivi Mahar Od Lomar Shatevilah is Hazumi Divrehim. So, could be, says the Ramban, the entire parsha of Tevilas Kelim is only in Esmachta. Ramban of Torah. V'chein utos v'taydim oto b'chitoi hazoh shel efer para. V'tzvichos ha'chachamim v'tchui ha'matzchos b'lvad v'nei sheyesh b'hem kelim shel tishmishin b'ur v'tchui rishon v'tishen v'tzonin v'zeh tzorech Talmud. So the Ramban, it's very possible that the whole din of Tfilas Kelim, even on Mateches, which seems to be Midaraisa, Argemar makes the difference between Mateches and Zuchuchus. Zuchuchus is Midrabanon. But Mateches, metal, according to the Pashtun and Argemar, is a din Daraisa. Zach Raman, I'm not sure. Libi Mahar Od Lomar, it's possible that even what seems to be a din Daraisa from Argemar, the Tfilas Kelim of a tree which is Mateches, is only din Rabbanon. Mefurish Ramban. Ramban in Al-Torah as a suffix if Tfilas Kelim is a Dinda Raisa or a Dinda Rabbanon. Again, by Zuchuchis, it's clear in the Gemara, by the last, it's a Dinda Rabbanon. But Matachas, the Pashtun in our Gemara said it's a Dinda Raisa. The Ramban says, I'm not so sure. Even though the Gemara sounds like it's a Dinda Raisa, it's very possible it's only an Esmachta. So that suffix in the Ramban Al-Torah, in which he's not sure if Tfilas Kelim is a Dinda Raisa or only a Esmachta Midrabbanon, Luchor is the same suffix in the Ramban in Chidushim right here. Ramban's first approach is like Tosos, that in reality, most Tfilas Kelim needs a shear of how much? A revius. That's Tosos' question. Tosos says, most Tfilas Kelim needs a revius. The question then is, why does this Tfilas Kelim need Memsa'a? Zach Ramban two answers. If this Tfilas Kelim is a Daraisa, then it's a Chiddush, the resources are Klal. Usually you need a revius, here you need Memsa'a. It's a Chiddush HaTorah. But if Tfilas Kelim was only the Rabbanon, then in Chrami. It's an Esmachta. And Mid Rabbanon Chazal said you need Memsa because the whole idea of Tfilas Kelim altogether is only the Rabbanon. 2 days in the Ramban.
What's shot then in the Pasuk when it says Menida? What is such a. If it's not. So I understand it's your mind, it means to wash it off. What's a Menida?
That's the Ramban, I think, when he quotes Chita Azor Shel Efer Parah, meaning if it's Tameh, meaning if it's Tameh, you would actually need it every time. Right. Okay. If it's Tameh, then it's this.
It is.
Right, if it's Tameh. That's 2 days in the Ramban. We usually presume it's Daraisa, by Matachas, and by the Ramban himself is not sure. It's interesting to see that both in Chidushim and in Al Torah, he has the same suffix, two Terutim in Al Chidushim and Mahar Lomar in the Al Torah. Let's go back to the first source, the Ramban, in his Chiddush of Avodah Zarah, and the Ramban says a very, very interesting idea. Right over the words Asmachta. V'yesh l'faresh t'kol duhu haynu mayim sh'ein kol gufo sh'otri ola bahen t'asav rachmanem mei nida l'amr ma nida mayim sh'otri ola bahen t'anu arbaim sa. As Kelim, Mayim Shakol Gufan Olam Mehen Lufi Mashahim. The Ramban says, that The Gemara continues and has a Havamina that the amount of tefillah that you need, the amount of water you need for tefillah, of tefillah same would be a kol dehu. And Zuf the Ramban, that's changed into being memsa. What's kol dehu? What's kol dehu? Zuf the Ramban, it's very possible. The kol dehu means mayim she'ein kol grufo shotri olabahen, water that you couldn't, in theory, be told the entire tree at the same time. And the chiddush of the Torah is tatzav rachmana meinida, and from the extra pasuk of meinida, we learn you need arbaimsa. Zaf the Ramban, what is the Gemara doing? How is the Gemara such a drasha? If the havmin of kol duhu meant a tiny bit of water, which means if I have a fork, let's say, how am I told a fork? I take a fork, I have a little schnapps glass full of water. So I dip the front part of the fork in, then the back part of the fork in, then maybe I try to put the middle of the fork in, and let's say it's not going to be in a schnapps glass, and something else. I have a small amount of water, I dip in one part, I dip in the other part, so eventually I get it touches all the water at the same time. That's the habit of the Gemara, says the Ramban. That's how the tefillah should work. Chamash malan, you need memsa'a. Chazir rachman, may need the lamer, may need the mayim shakod rufa olabahen, then or emsa'a, af pele mayim shakod rufa olabahen, It's a very interesting drasha. It sounds like the Ramban is saying there's really two potential shiurim for tefillas teilum. What's potential number one for tefillas teilum? Just do a tiny bit and be told about piecemeal. Zaf the Ramban, then the drasha, the Gemara says no. You need memsa. Why do you need memsa? Because once the Gemara says that you need kol gufo olabahen, it sounds like what the Ramban is saying is that each tree, indeed, in theory, really should need only the amount of water to cover itself. It's just that nasato devarchel shirin. It's not mistaber. The Torah is only telling us that you need to have the amount of water to cover itself. So once the Torah is going to be fluctuating, by a small tree you need a small amount of water, by a big tree you need a big amount of water, then we say the drashas are going to tell us, arbaim sa mishum zatzul revius. Once we say it's not enough to revius, it has to be the amount that water is. Each tree is going to be enough for the water to cover, we then refer to that as memsa. But in theory, it's not going to be memsa specifically. It really means the amount that's going to have to cover each tree. Very interesting Ramban. And just as a maimer ha-mustar, just to point out a little bit of raid as far as mikvos in general, there seems to be two reasons that we need to have memsa by Adam, nothing to do with Chalim. The Ramban just mentions the idea that there's two different things going on here. One is the shear of memsa'a, and the other is the fact that you have to cover each tree with water. And that's a very important deal that Achronim point out as far as mitvos in general. Reflect this in the Sefer B'trei Atzon. It's a classic idea in mitvos. There's two reasons to say that you need memsa'a for a person. Number one, the Gemara says that memsa'a is the normal amount of water that covers a person's whole body. The average-sized person can only be covered by memsa'a. So memsa'a is a din mitvos you need kol gufo. But memsa'a is also a shear mitvah. I mean, in theory, if you have a midget, he can't be tovel unless, because there's two aspects to memsa'a. Number one is that you need to have memsa'a because it pragmatically has to cover you. But number two, memsa'a is the shear for mikvahs. It's the shear that the Torah said for mikvah. So usually they correspond. But if you had a sumo wrestler who was going into mikvah, it's not enough for him to be able to go into memsa'a. He needs to have kol gufo ola in the water. It has to be covered with l'dami. There's two different dinim. One is the shear mikvah, and one is the fact that the person has to actually be covered. There are several nafteminas. And it's very possible that, without going into it, the Ramban is referring to one or the other of those aspects in these last lines of the Ramban, that by tefillas teilim, I might presume you need to do tefillah, we call memsa, but in reality it just means the amount to cover one's goof. Okay?
Like you were saying before, that the whole Ramban
it's unclear from the Ramban. It's unclear. It's possible. I'm not sure if the Ramban means that what Chazal is saying, that's the drasha. Meaning once Chazal said, it's not fair. For a Snapple bottle, you need a certain amount. For a Coca-Cola bottle size thing, you need more. For something else, you need something bigger. So therefore, we say once, it's not sure, it's a dinner ice of Revius. Or does the Ramban just mean that, no, really you don't need a Revius. You need to cover each kli. It's just Chazal call that memsa because we want to make it equivocal. I'm not sure I'm not sure how to read the Ramban. Either one is a possibility. Moving on to the Gemara, the Gemara uses a strange term, which Tosus picks up on. Tosus, the second letter, on the bottom of Ayin Hamid Beis, the Tosus, Magiyon Umagiyon Vein Tehorin. Tosus says, you need to Hagala, then the Gemara says, Magiyon Umagiyon. You need to Hagala and then Tevila. Hagala and then Tevila. Zochtosus, that's very strange. It sounds like from that quote, Magilon Umagilon, that if you buy a kli from the fortune off of yesteryear, from Target of 1,000 years ago, in which they used to not package things new, but they used to use them and then sell them once they finished using them, if you buy a kli from a guy that was used, you have to first do Hagala and then do Tevila. Zoch the Ramban. I'm sorry, Zoch Rash, Zochtosus. It's not true that you have to first do Hagala and then do Tevila. It's even enough to do Tevila Bereisha. You can even do Tevila first. The Ramban says, Tosfos says, there's two totally different dinim. Number one is Tevila, and number two is Hagala. And if you want to do Tevila and then Hagala, you can do it. If you want to do Hagala and Tevila, you can do it. You can purge the Isser before or after doing Tevila's Tehillim. It's irrelevant. One or the other is still okay. Before we see the Hemshech Tevira Tosus, who disagrees with Tosus? Who is the Bar Kokhza? Who's Tosus coming Lafute? In theory, the Ramban, the Rashba, other Rishonim. The Rashba says, the third Maramakam on the source, on the sheet, Hadukhtani Madichan Umat Bilan, Mefarish Be Yerushalmi, Tarech LaHatvil. What's the reason for the Tvila? This is a famous Yerushalmi Torah by the Shach in Yeradeya. Lufisha Yatsu, Bitumas Hagoi, Venetnasu Kdushis Yisrael. The reason for Tevilas Tehillim is as a Geirus on the Tehillim. If they go from Kedushas, from Tumas Akum to Kedushas Yisrael, they need a Geirus. They need to have Tevilah B'mitzvah. Zoch d'Rashba, u'mashma miyod u'chadchila, tzarech v'hadiyach o'lahadil, v'achtach matzilon. According to that, it sounds like you have to first do the Hagala and then do the Tevilah. If in this pot that I'm tivaling there is already embedded Isser, that is, if that kli was used by a guy for 20 years, he has his chazer blios in the walls of that kli, now I decide that I buy it and I want to tivel it, Zoch the Rashba, if the whole point, says the Rishami, of Tevilas Tehillim is because I want to make it go over the border from Tumas Akum to Kedushas Yisrael, how could I tivel the Tli if there is still a Bli of Gai inside the Tli? And Zoch the Rashba, Elavadai Ein Tevil Olahen Ad Sheyadichem Oyadilem. First, you have to purge the Isser. Once I get rid of the guy's chazer, then I can do tefillah. But if I'm going to still have the guy's chazer in my tree, how can I do tefillah and make it a Jewish leaf? It's still treif. How can I mash with the lashon of the Tani? Madichon matzvilon. That's the lashon of the Gemara. It sounds like the lashon that Tosfos says is lav dafka. Zoch the Rashba, it's very dafka. Madichon matzvilon. You do hadacha, then you do tefillah. Kamer madichon tefillah vechtach matzvilon. You have to first do the Hagala, first wash off the Isser, and only then can you do the Tevilas Tehillim. That's the opinion of the Rashba. And as the other Rishonim say, what's the point the Rashba is really telling us? Tovel v'sheretz biyado. We know that if a person has a sheretz and knows into the mikvah, it's not going to remove the Tumas Shrasim. Huadin, in this situation, if it's still holding on to the Tumas Hagayim through the Bli of Isser, that's not going to be able to be removed just by the Tevilas Tehillim. Tevilas has to only come after the Isser is purged. So Tosfos disagrees. Why does Tosfos disagree? So Zoch Tosfos, l'chora, it's not true. Ela tefilah matzil bereisha. Tosfos on Ayin Hamid Beis, the second class Tosfos on the bottom, as Baruch the Ezra pointed out, hach tefilah eina b'shvil tumah. I think the way to read Tosus is, I don't believe this Yerushalmi. It's not true. Zach Tosus, if you're right, Yerushalmi, that the reason for the Tevila was to gerus on your Talim. You have to make your Talim Jewish, then Inochinami. If my point is to make the Talim Jewish, it would be impossible to make the Talim Jewish unless I first remove the Isser. But Lamaisa Zachos, it's not true. It's a nice Yerushalmi al-Pi Agadata, but it's not really true Lamaisa. I think the reason of doing Tfilas Talim is a din. The Torah says yes to Tfilas Talim. Mela Zachos, Zafil Chadashim is Rifin Tfila. Even Chadashim needs Tfila. Even Chadashim needs Tfila. Clearly, it's nothing to do with removing Kedushas Yisrael, removing Tumas Akum. Because Tumas Akum was not acquired Tosus things just by having it in the guy's house. Elamai, why is it necessary to do the Tefillah? Torah said so. So once Torah said so, that means before you use any tree, there's two prerequisites. Prerequisite number one is to put it in the mikvah. Prerequisite number two is to put it in something which is hot in order to remove the Isser. But Torah Zel Zed, there's no reason to say you have to do one before the other or the other before one. Lamaisa, you can do both of them in whichever order you'd like. So I think the way to be Tosa says, the Rashba holds, the whole point of Tevilah is that I need to put it in Kedushas Yisrael. If I need to put it into Kedushas Yisrael, in a Chinami. The only way for Kedushas Yisrael to happen is to first remove the Isser and then do the Tevilah. But Tosa says, I don't think that's a Sub-Shot. That's not the intent of the Tevilah. Tevilah is, the Torah said you have to do so. Even Chadashim needs Tevilah, which means the Torah said you have to do it. If it's only the Torah said you have to do it, there's no reason that we can rationalize, Mela, once you do what the Torah says, whether you do Tefillah first and then you do the Hagalah, or Hagalah first and then Tefillah, it's irrelevant. Lamaisa, it's going to be kosher with Amri.
What's the connection,
Oh.
So
Lechor Tosfos is willing to entertain the possibility. The only time it's ever possible to say that we need Kedushas Yisrael, that could only mean I need to get rid of the Goyim's own food. Which means, even the Rashba's Modeh, in theory, if I have, let's say, a tree which was made treif in my own kitchen, there's no need to feel on that, because it's only the Goyim's food which is reminiscent of the Tumas Akum. Which is why Tosfos on that same, at least that's what Tosfos understands, that Tosfos says it's not Mestaber. Then Chadashim Mulchora should not need Tevilah. It seems to be that since it's the Goy's food and it's treif, that's the only tree to keep the Tumas Akum in the tree. I can't prove it except from just working backwards from Tosfos and the Rashba, where that's the conversation that's going on. But you can't say that alone, because if the Goy owned the food, then Mulchora, what if the Goy cooked carrots, aside from Bishul Akum issues, what if the Goy cooked carrots, it's probably not Bishul Akum anyway, if the Goy cooked carrots, let's say, in his kitchen, would I need to do Hadrola? No, right, and still we're going to say we need to Tevilah. So, but at least Tosfos understands the Rashba is saying like you. Tosfos understands that it's only something to do with the Rashba understands something to do with the food maintaining the Tumah. Tosfos is not willing to accept that. The Rashba Lachor is going to say a slightly different story. The Rashba is going to say that no, it means the Tumah and the family. The Tumah, once there's an Isser mitzvah the Tumah, that's going to maintain the status. But in a minute we're going to suggest a slightly different shot in order to be masvir this machlokes, perhaps. It's possible. It's possible. The question is then. That's true. That's more mistaber. The question is then, what's Tosus saying about Tovah Shere Tzviyado? In the Mishvil Tzuma, then we talk about Tovah Shere Tzviyado. Okay. So if that's true, you're right, and I think that pshat reads better in Tosus. The problem is the last line. What's Tosus' second raya? What's the second raya of Tosus? Tosus then brings another raya. Zof Tosus, v'tnan amisakin shafa v'tahora. Afdav dolatar udamri, sheritzricha diol l'achtok roseach, afi walchi matriol l'achtok batzoni. Zof Tosus is a very important din. Zof Tosus, what if I have a knife that was used, or what if I have a pot that was used to make meatballs, straight meatballs. But I decide I don't need another pot to use to make meatballs. all I need a pot for in my house is to hold fruit. So I want to use this Dayi's Kli in order to hold fruit. I need to clean it out to make sure the fruit doesn't become trace, but since I'm going to only use it for tzonin, I don't need to do Hagalah. That's the din in the Mishnah Tosafot, that's talking about a knife, but the same din would be true by any other Kli. If I'm only going to use it for tzonin, I don't need to do Hagalah altogether. And Zav Tosafot, if I have a Kli that the guy used for meatballs, I want to use it for fish, or for fruit. Something cold. I just need to wash it off. I don't need to do Hagalah, but I still do Tefillah. Zav Tosafot, it's a Raya L'chora that the Tefillah does not necessarily need to be after the Hagalah. I can do the Hagalah after the Tefillah. So what's Tosafot's Raya? What's the second Raya? If the Raya is to say, like I'm saying, the point of Tosafot is that Tosafot says the whole idea of Tefillah has nothing to do with Kedusha. That makes a lot of sense. You could say there can still be something there, and we don't care about the Kedusha. The fact there's a remnant is irrelevant. But if Pshat is another Pshat, I'm not so sure if the second Raya would work with Hemshech Tevei Tosfos. You have a Pshat? You think it reads smoothly? I don't think that most Pshatim would work well to explain both the second Pshat, the second Raya, and the first Raya from Tosfos. So or what Tosfos means is that I don't believe this Kedusha Yisrael Yisod. Why don't I believe Kedusha Yisrael Yisod? First of all, new Talmud need Tevila. New tail needs Tevila, that's nothing to do with Kedusha Yisrael, it's a din. And furthermore, what if a Kli is retaining Kedusha Yisrael, Tumas Akum, the Haraya, I don't do Hagalah. I just want to use it for Tzonein. If I'm only using it for Tzonein, I don't need to Hagalah altogether. So it has Tumas Akum, the Haraya, inside those that Kli is trace meatballs. Does the Tevila still work? Yes. The first Luchar, I hold, you don't need to remove the Tumas Akum and bring it to Kedusha Yisrael, it's a din. Once the din, I don't care if it's embedded Tumas Akum. The Torah says you do tefillah, needs to do tefillah, not because of this agadah in the Yerushalmi, that it's for removing Tumas Akum. And that's what heard the second Raya of Tosafos. That's why even if the pot has bleias of a treif, it's irrelevant. I'm still able to do the tefillah without Hagalah. And this indeed is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in the fourth source, what should you do? You have to do Hagalah and then Tefillah. But if you do it the other way around, it's Mutar. Some say you have to do it again. So Tosafot quotes, it seems like three deos. Day number one is do it, ideally, first do the Hagalah, then do Tefillah. Then, what if you do b'di'evet, it's still mutter? And the second day is that, no, it's ma'akiv. Two deos. What happens if I, according to everyone, the Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying that you should do the Hagalah and then the Tefillah. But there's two deos in the Shulchan Aruch if it's ma'akiv. According to the first day in Shulchan Aruch, ideally, I should do the Hagalah, then the Tefillah. But b'di'evet, if I do the Tefillah and the Hagalah, it's still okay. The Yeshomer is that, no. Even with the Evid, if I do the Tefillah before the Hagalah, even with the Evid, it's not okay. Is Tosafot quoted in Shulchan Aruch? No. Tosafot L'chora holds Lavdaska. Tosafot says, Mamish carte blanche. You can do whatever you want. Tefillah and then Hagalah, Hagalah and then Tefillah, it's irrelevant. There's no L'chatzilah, no with the Evid. It's totally what you do whichever way you want. So these two days that are quoted in Tosafot, in Shulchan Aruch, is not like Tosafot. Tosafot L'chora holds, it's totally random. It's two other days in Rishonim that Shulchan Aruch is quoting. Number one, it's only the chaskilah to the tefillah than the Hagalah. Number two, even with Yevid, you have to do the Hagalah before the tefillah. And before your question, Dovi, the way this is presented, L'chorah, seems to be in one of the Rishonim that presents this two ways is the Rashba. This Rashba we saw, this the first Lashon that we read in the Rashba, seems to be holding the Pashtus that even with Yevid, you need to Hagalah, then tefillah. Then the Rashba quotes at the end, the Ravid has a slightly different approach. The chain of a raivid, the chain of us, the hechshur chatkiwa, the chalchi nami mashu, the chiv tavir ba'esh, then the libun rachkatach, the taher hainu tzviwa. It says, tavir ba'esh, the pasuk before, which is the hadrawa, and only then it says, the taher, which is the tzviwa. Aval hu zal kasav demiyun im apich, the evid, less one ba, the yitruva loksiv. The raivid holds that the only time I have to do tzviwa, tzkelim, only after Hagalah al-Khasiyah, but the Yevet is still Mutter. It sounds from the Rashba's opinion himself, is that Tzvila has to be done only after Hagalah, even with Yevet. It's the Raiva that is a Chiddush, that Tzvila should be done with Khasiyah after Hagalah, but with Yevet before Hagalah is still okay. So Lechora, these 2 days in the Rishonim are the 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Other Rishonim quoted as well, but this is the Rashba holds, even with Yevet. If you do the Tzvila before the Hagalah, no tichy, no washi, doesn't work. You have to go back again and do hadrama and then do tefillah. And the Rabbi says, no, the chatzilah you have to do it, but the Yevet it's okay. So how do we presume the Shach says in Shulchan Aruch, Lamaisa, if you can, try to do it without a bracha again, because Lamaisa, we don't be choshesh for all the days in the Rishonim. But we have 3 days in the Rishonim. Tosfos says it's totally random. The Rashba says it's ma'akev, and the Rabbi says in between. But the Yevet it's okay, the chatzilah you still do the tefillah only after the hadrama. But this Ravid is very intriguing. Ravid in the end of the Rashba, in the third source, the chenis of a Ravid zal. But then he says Abu Huzal Tosav. So I think the contrast of the Rashba is the Ravid holds it's only with the Yevet, but the Rashba holds the Chazkila. Dovi, question. But this Ravid is very intriguing. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says there's one day in Rishonim that the whole idea of Tevilas Talim needing to be after Hadalah is a din. B'diavad, not al-chatziwa. This brings to mind the famous Tosas on Nida Dasanuch Vavan Vez. What does Tosas say? For all those in Rav Shechter Shir, or any other those that know it as well, when I say Nida Dasanuch Vavan Vez, what does that mean? What are the two words that brings to mind? Mitzvah and Matzir. As Rav Shechter points out, you can't have, there's no such thing, Tosas says on Nida Dasanuch Vavan Vez, there's no such thing as having al-chatziwa and b'diavad by a Matzir. There are things called Matzir, such as perhaps Yibum Chalitza, perhaps certain types of tefillos. That's a matir. Matir means do it or not. Do you do it or not? Either if you did it, you did it. If you didn't do it, you didn't do it. The other thing is I did it better, I did it worse. Matir means I did the action. Because a matir has no intrinsic value. Matir means that I'm only doing A in order to bring about result B. So whether I do A with a lowercase a, or do A with an uppercase a, or do A with an aleph, I don't care. As long as I do A, what might say is B happens. Then it happens. There's no such thing as chaskiyah and b'diavad and a matir. Whenever on the level of deraisa, the only time in the Torah we could ever have chaskiyah and b'diavad is on a mitzvah. Mitzvah means there's a mitzvah b'diavad and a mitzvah chaskiyah. But mitzvah really means that there's an intrinsic value to the action. If there's intrinsic value to the action, then we can say there's a chaskiyah way and b'diavad way, because the action can be done in a better way or a worse way. But if something what we call a matir, there's no intrinsic value to it. It only is something which is supposed to bring about a result. The result either is brought about or not. As they call it in engineering, all or none. Either you did it or you didn't do it. If there's enough, you did it. If you didn't do it, then it's not enough. Correct? So either you did it or not. If it's either you do it or not, then there's no idea of chasiyah and b'diavad. Elamai, on a mitzvah, there's an idea of chasiyah and b'diavad. On a matzah, there's no idea of chasiyah and b'diavad. That's what Tosfos says on the Nida that some of love and base. So now, if the Ravid is talking about chasiyah and b'diavad, Chatzchila do tefillah and then do hadalah. But the Yevet is okay if you do tefillah and if you do tefillah first. L'chor it sounds from the Ravid. The Ravid understands that tefillah stand was a mitzvah. It's not just an action that you have to do in order to bring something out. It's a mitzvah. It's not just a matir. If it would be a matir, there's no idea of chatzchila with the Yevet. Either you can always do it one way, or always do it the other way. There's no idea of better or worse. Better or worse is only said by mitzvah. So l'chora, the Ravid is going to understand that the idea of tevila being able to be done multiple choice, chachila do it one way, but you have to do it another way, seems to lend credence to the idea that tevila's chalem is a mitzvah, not just a matzir. What's an aftamina? Perhaps, not necessarily a halacha, but just theoretically. An aftamina might be, let's say, those that recently got married might be able to relate to this idea. We know that the number one wedding gift, of course, for those that are engaged, keep it in mind, for those that are married, tell me if this is true. Number one wedding gift often is challah knives. Challah knives are high up there. Some people do challah covers, other people do challah knives. We'll see what you get. Well, ma'isa, that's usually the minhag is for challah knives for some people. But a little bit more of expensive gifts are those very nice challah boards. Challah boards, you have wood, then silver, then glass. Famous question is, what do I do with the challah board? Do I have to put it in the mitzvah? Because Lamaisa, I'm using the glass. Glass needs steel midrabanan. But Lamaisa, I'm going to ruin it. The whole point of the glass is to make sure that I don't ruin the silver underneath. If I ruin the silver underneath, that's then it's no good. And the problem is, even if I don't move the silver underneath, I'm going to ruin the wood maybe. So, do I tevel this challah board or not? Good question. We're not going to talk about the halachic answer. We'll talk about the theoretical nafmina perhaps. That is one of many talim which perhaps are going to be ruined by tevilah. So it might be totally, theoretically, in this discussion, if tevilah talim is a mitzvah or a matir. If it's a matir, you have no choice. Either do it or not. There's no way to get out of it. If it's a mitzvah, as a mashal. If it's a mitzvah, it could mean that I have a mitzvah to do tevilah talim, but l'maaseh, if I can't do it, I can't do the mitzvah. It's not going to make the kli usur if I don't do it. So, in theory, it's possible to say that mitzvah would lend more of an atiyah to the fact that I don't need to put it in the mitzvah because l'maaseh, I cannot do it because I'm going to ruin it. So I don't do the mitzvah, but at least I can still use it. So it's the matir approach which is going to tell us that no, either do it or not. It's not much to use unless you do it. Now it's a loose mashal. First of all, varies and simply halacha l'maaseh, we presume that no, even Midrabanan Chazal gave a knas that if you don't tevel your talim, you cannot use them anyway. That's Midrabanan. So l'maaseh, this nafmina is not l'maaseh. And there are other reasons in lamdas that doesn't necessarily fit in. But as a mashal, this idea of mitzvah and matir might be loosely related to the conundrum with the chalavur.
If you get the nafmina, then what is mitzvah and mashal better? Meaning, what you're calling matir should be called mitzvah, and what you're calling mitzvah should be called reshus. Because essentially, we're not talking about the issue of the food that's created using these kelim, because the Gemara says it's fierce if the food is mutter. So the only question is whether I can use a kli lechatila without tevila or not. So that basically would mean that tevila is reshus. If it's reshus, I can either choose to be tovel and then use the kli, or I can choose not to be tovel.
You're saying, if it's the way that I'm saying it, that it's a matir, which means you don't need to tevel it.
That it's a mitzvah, then it means you don't need to tevel.
So then what?
So then, essentially, what that means is that if I want to, I can get a new kli, and then
right.
I can use the
that's
kli
what I'm saying.
It.
Right. Well, that's why. So I don't think it holds water. No pun intended. Lamaisa, but in theory, it would seem to be doing. It could be that even if it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah you have to do, and there's some knas for not doing it. But just in theoretical, in thinking about it, mitzvah might be no more to this. And there are other reasons in lamed that you could also disagree with what I'm saying. I'm just trying to just point out lamaisa to illustrate this difference between mitzvah and matzah. But you're right, and we'll talk about it, Rez Hashem, the Gemara and Kuma going to skip, turns around the whole idea of mitzvah and reshus also, that is what we call mitzvah, now with mitzvah we call reshus, it's the famous Gemara by Maim Achronim. These nomenclature itself are hard to deal with altogether. Another question before we go on?
While we're dealing with the nomenclature,
you can, for sure, you can mitzvah and matzah. Right, they're not loosely, mitzvah can also accomplish hetzer, but it has to have more, meaning, that's sort of logically that can't happen. Matir is the term we use for something which is only going to accomplish, which has no, that's what I was saying. Matir means something which has no intrinsic value. A mitzvah, of course, can accomplish something, but it has to have intrinsic value. So once the mitzvah, of course, it can be a matir also, but there's also intrinsic value to itself. So it's really just two terms that are describing different phenomena.
A mitzvah could be required to accomplish something.
Yes, for sure. For sure. Mitzvah can still accomplish things. It's just going to, let's just hold up, Rafi, on your questions just so we can finish up the rest of the discussion. So halacha l'maaseh, what happens if I want to tevel a kli and I see that it's treif? First I have to do hagala before I tevel it. Zach the dog of Meravava, the hay would know to be Yehuda. That's fine and good in most cases. But if I have a kli, which is only Eina ben Yomo, is there any need for me to do hagala before tevela? Absolutely not. Because we're dealing with the phenomenon, we presume not like the Ramban, that Tzvila and Matech is what says the Din D'Oraisa. Way back in the days of the Torah, our Gemara says Mefurish, on the bottom of Ayin Hamed Beis, Lo Osra Torah Ela Kedera Tavayin Vavon Aleph Bas Yoma Zlav Nosam of Damhu. Mid'Oraisa, the only tree that ever was asked, we saw this in Tosfos other times, this is the Gemara here, famous Gemara. The only type of kli which is asher midaraisa is a kli which has a blia of treif that was acquired within the past 24 hours. But if this blia of treif is more than 24 hours old, the pot is mutter l'damri min haTorah. Which means, according to the Torah, if Klai Yisrael would have acquired the booty from Midian and waited 2 days, they could have used the pot for chatchila. The whole parsha of Gula Kli Midyan meant they should do it right away before 24 hours are up. But once it expires, it's Mutu Adami with Minat Torah. There's a Dindra Abana, you can't use a Kneru, which is Inabas Yoma. Zachta Nodi Yehuda, Nodi Merivava, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. Oh, so now if I have a tree which has an Eina Ben Yomo Bliya in it, if it's Eina Ben Yomo, can I do Tzvila before Hagala? Zachta Nodi Yehuda, of course. Because an Eina Ben Yomo Bliya, according to the Torah, doesn't exist. It's only a Din Mirabana that it exists. Since Minas Torah doesn't exist, Mela, I can do Tevila, which is in the Raisa, and then do the Hagala. So Lamaisa, the Torah is not going to stop me from doing Tevila if Minas Torah, this Bliya doesn't exist altogether. The fact that Midrabanan is traced doesn't stop the Din of Tevila, which is in the Raisa, from occurring. So Lamaisa, the Nodi Yehuda says, if I have a tree, which is a Bliya that's Eina Ben Yomo inside of it, then I'm allowed to do Tevila before the Hagala. Because Lamaisa, the Bliya doesn't exist. According to the Torah, doesn't exist. It's only a figment of Chazal's Din Rabbanan. Once that's only the Rabbanan, that's not going to stop my Tevila from working. Interesting Chaf. Does everyone agree with this Chaf? Why not? There's more than one reason not to. There's three reasons not to agree with this Chaf. Any. Sorry? Okay, well, let's say the Bliya is inside. It's not for me a Chasita. You're right. In a case where you have to clean it off, that would be still a problem. But let's say aside from that, what if it's all inside? So the simple reason, just Baal Basish, is that could be when Chazal goes to the din of Tfila Midravan, the din of Bliyas Midravan, they also included the fastest joint to stop the Tfila from working. That's the Pashup shot. You could say that very simply. That was part of the din of Rabban. Dovi?
Chazal goes to the Rabban, which is treated
as a Kanami, the same thing. Meaning. Fine, meaning it's not doesn't have to be part of the formation. They gain their entity when it has all the ramifications of Ishtar Midaraisa, and therefore it's going to still be a problem. Right, it's the same way, slightly different way of saying the same idea. That's part of the Zendra Abanon. Rafi? Oh. So let's hold that thought for 1 second. We'll debate that in 1 minute. But before that point, there's an even more basic point. What's the reason that a Kli Eina Ben Yomo Mutter? So before Shur Demara here, even if he didn't just to the Demara yet, why is it that Kli Eina Ben Yomo is Mutter? Because the Bria inside is Nosam of Gam. Gam is puzzle. We saw the Machlokes between the Rashba and the Ran. What Pshat is the Nosam of Gam? The Rashba understands that what's Pshat Nosam of Gam? Nosam of Gam means that the Bria, that any Isser that falls into a Tarovis is going to be Batel because there's no time character when it's something which is pogum. So after Reginak and his beautiful Sefer Dan Shoshanim Chelot Aleph, Reginak, who does beautiful Chaburis in Yerodea, and all those that have not had the success of going should, if they can make time in the Shoshan, should go to Reginak's beautiful Chaburis, even though I don't think he says it's in the Chabura. He does say in the Sefer, so after Reginak, oh! So when is there a problem, according to the Rashba, when does Nosan Hamuzgam solve the idea of a Kli, Eina Ben Yomo being Mutter? What's Pshat in Eina Ben Yomo? What's Pshat in Nosam of Dam? Once there's a Tarovet, it's no longer a problem. But that doesn't necessarily mean that when a Bliya is still in the Kli, before it's mixed up, if I have meatballs that I cook today in a pot, and then I let the pot stay, I have to clean the meatballs out, and I let the pot stay for 2 days on my shelf, and I decide to use it 2 days from now for, let's say, cooking chicken, cooking cheese soup. So the Bliyos in the pot could still taste delicious. All we know is that once the Bliyos come out, the Bliyos are going to be Tom Pogum and they're going to be Butto in the cheese soup. But we don't know, according to the Rashba, anything about the status of the Bliyos caused on there in the pot. Because according to the Rashba, the whole Yisod of Nosh and Namafgah means once it comes out into the Tarovas, it's Pogum. But we don't know that when it's in its own set, it's Pogum. So it's very possible that when there is a Bliya in a pot, calls on it in the pot, it tastes delicious. If in theory you could walk into the pot and eat those Bliyos, they'd be delicious. They'd win the challenge taste off. The only problem of the Bliyos is when they come out into the cheese soup. When they come out into the cheese soup, there it's Haroves. There the Rashba says, Nosam of Gam is Batel in the Haroves. But according to the Rashba, the only evidence we have of Nosam of Gam ever being efficient, ever working, is when it's in a tarovis. When it's still in the pot, we don't know that the time is puzzled. Mela, Zaf, Reginak, Zodim Revav, I'm not so sure you're right. When I'm doing Tevila on the pot, it could be that in the pot are delicious Bliyos of Treif. you're right, if I cook them, the wheels will come out and make the tarovas that I'm cooking it into pogrom. But because when they're in the pot, it's still delicious treif. Once it's still delicious treif food, it's very possible that if you hold, you need to do tevila after hadrola, because the hadrola still maintains the tumas akum, to be that tumas akum is alive and well inside the pot, according to the Rashba. Because according to the Rashba, the only evidence we have for no stomach ground working is when it's in the tarovas, that means when it comes out of the pot. But it's very possible when it's still in the pot, it's going to be mutter. Very interesting hara from Rabbi Yanak. Then Rabbi Yanak has another hara. Even if you say that it's not true, even if you want to point out that lamaisa, in the pot, the bria still is already going to be totally invalid. Still a chora, we should say that it's not going to work to say that you can do tevila after tevila before hadala, even though it's pogum. Why? Because what's pshat l'chora? What's pshat in this din that you need to tevila before hadala? So Rabbi Yanak thought l'chora that the pshat in needing to tevila after hadala is that tevila has to be the last thing which makes your kli usable. It has to be the last stop. Mamela, if I am doing tevila, but I still need to do something else in order to make me able to eat it, that's not good tevila. The concern in tevila before hadala is that if tevila cannot make it go from iser to heser, there's something else which is ma'akev as well, that's not good enough. If that's the pshat, l'chora, whether the ma'akev is in the iser or is in the rabbanim, l'maisa, halacha l'maisa, if I have a kli which I was not madil, am I allowed to use that kli? If I have a kli that I was not madil, am I allowed to tevila on that kli? So the answer is no, because l'maisa, I can't use the kli. Whether the reason I can't use it is midaraisa, the reason I can't use it is midrabana, or let's say I take a neder not to use a certain kli. It's very possible if I take a neder not to use a certain kli, that's already going to be enough. If I take a neder not to use a certain kli, that's going to be enough reason to say that I'm not allowed to do tefillah. Because tefillah is not going to be the last stop which is going to make it go from being usher to heter. What's the raya? That tefillah has to be the last thing which makes it go from isher to heter. L'chora, it's the case of Tosfos quotes, which is also quoted in the Shach. The Shach says, snap in the middle of the page, Shach quotes from the Levush, V'lo yirtza l'shamish bo el l'tzonein, yachol tefillah l'shamish bo l'tzonein. Quotes the same idea that Tosfos says, that if I have a pot that I want to use only for tzonein, I'm allowed to use it for tzonein alone. What's pshat? If I have a pot that I'm going to use for tzonein, and I still want to use it for tzonein, even though there's blios of treif inside it, I'm allowed to do tevila on that pot. So we mentioned according to Tosfos, the answer is simple. According to Tosfos, the whole idea of klushus yisrael is not necessary, so therefore I can do tevila because the hadola is not stopping klushus yisrael from being called. But if we hold that tevila does indeed bring klushus yisrael to a pot, so why is it that if the pot was tzonein, and I'm using it with tzonein, even though there's still blios inside it, I'm allowed to tevila? Well, Chori, that's very difficult. Because if there's still blios in the pot of treif, that's going to hold on to the tumas akum, and therefore I shouldn't be able to use the pot even for tzonein. How could tevila ever work? Why is it that the Shach quotes in the Levush, what Tosfos says here as well, that if I have a pot which I'm using for cold, even though there are blios inside it, it's still mutter to use it for cold, the blios are not going to be a problem. Chori, the pshat is, you see that tevila just has to be the last stop to make the tree usable. Mela, if all I need is for tefillah to be the last stop to make the tree usable, that's why, since I am planning on using the tree for tzonein, that's all I need. The klushus Yisrael is not determined in a global sense. Klushus Yisrael means, halacha l'maisa, can I, Yisrael, use the tree? Yes. If I can use the tree, then I just feel and then it's okay. But if for some reason I can't use the tree anyway, then I can't put the klushus Yisrael in it. Which is why even a tzonein, a kli which was used for hot, I'm going to only use for cold. So even though there are blios inside it, it's irrelevant. Because l'maisa, I'm going to use the pot for tzonein, which means I can use it. Since in the very utilitarian principle, I can use it, l'maisa, I'm able to use the kli, that's enough to say the kli does not maintain the klushus akum anymore. Klushus Yisrael can be imbued into the kli, because l'maisa, I can use it. Mela, the flip side is going to be true as well. According to the Dharma Ravava, the Ravava is wrong. Don't tell me that since there's blias in ben yomo in the pot, that's not enough. No! In ben yomo means that l'maisa, I can't use the pot. L'maisa, I can't use the pot. That's enough to say, l'chori, the tefillah is not going to work, even though it's only drabanon. L'maisa, I can't use the pot. Rabbi Yanak says, it's two parts of Rabbi Yanak's beautiful shluchot Torah. Both parts, l'chori, can be meiron. That's where Rabbi Yanak thinks, l'maisa, we should not pass like this. Zadim Revava, you have to always do tefillah before adol, even on ben yomo. Moving on to the last part of the Chabura. Hadolos Teilim, Tzvilos Teilim is one point, and Hadolos Teilim is a very interesting idea. So Hadolos Teilim is L'chara a conundrum. Hadolos Teilim shouldn't work. Why should Hadolos Teilim not work? Because L'maisa, when I take a tli, Tosus points out, if I take a tli, I have, let's say, treif in the tli. I took treif meat in a tli, it goes out from the tli, it goes out from the meat into the tli, now it's stuck in the walls of the tli. If I do Hadolah, that means I take water, I boil it up in the tli, what happens to the water? Water now takes the time. The time went from meat into tli, now goes from tli into water. What happens after the time is in the water? It goes right back into the tli. So how does Hadolah ever work? How does the Torah tell this I can do Hadolah? With Ora, whenever I am doing Hadolah, I'm taking a tli that has treif in it, putting the treif into the water, then having the water go right back into the tli. So what am I gaining by Hadolah? The meat time goes out of the meat into the pot. Pot into the water. Goes from the water back into the pot. It'll go back and forth. There's a volley from the water into the pot and from the pot back into the water. L'maisa, what am I mahani with Hadolah? I'm going to still have the trace water in the pot and that's going to be go back into the tli. So those are just two answers in the bottom of Vayim Amar Al. Those are two, you saw this if you read those carefully, two ways that Hadolah works. Way number one is that you need shishim. If I have shishim in the pot connected to the trace, then the trace will go out into the water, but l'maisa is butter in the water. Once the butter in the water, it's irrelevant. And that's how Hadolah works. So the second way it works is in a vayomo. If I wait till it expires 24 hours after the tam leaves, then it's going to already be tam pogum. So if I have meat, it goes into pot. It expires in the pot. Or it expires once it gets into water, it's already expired. So now that I have expired disgusting pogum water, or water with pogum nevela into it that goes into the pot, that's irrelevant. So lemaisa, if the water goes back into the pot, what's in the water? Yeah, there's treif, but the treif is pogum. So therefore, the Hadolah is going to work, because it's only pogum treif, and therefore it's going to be okay. So way number one says that it all works with shishim, way number two is inim and yomo. And way number three says it is with not bar not. If I have, let's say I have hetera bala, if I have milchuk, kosher milchuk, and I want to make my pot pariv, make my pot used for fleishuk, then we have not bar not. If I have, the halacha is if I cook meat in a pot, meat into pot, and then I cook carrots in that same pot, meat into pot, pot into carrots, I can take those carrots and put cottage cheese on those carrots. Not necessarily a mice, we'll talk about it as the Shem, but in theory you should be able to put cottage cheese on the carrots. So of course the same thing is true. If I cook milk eggs in a pot, milk in pot, so milk into pot, pot into water, the water is already like carrots. That's pariv. So if the milk and time goes back into the pot, that's really not bar not. There's no different than the carrots themselves. That pot is so much as we use with fleishos because it's going to be not bar not. No same time bar, no same time. So it also says, if there's Yisura Bala, if you're Balea, Isser, the only two ways to do Hadolah are either with Shishim or in Yomo. But if it's Tera Bala, fleishos or milk, just like if I cook carrots in a fleishos pot, I can put milk on the carrots, so too if I cook water in a pot which is fleishos, that water takes the fleishos flavor out, puts it into the water, and makes the pot now usable for milchuk. The Ramban is a fourth idea. The Ramban in the third to last source tells us in the Rashba quotes from his Rebbe the Ramban that there's another reason. The reason is that water is a unique substance. When I cook, let's say if I cook water in a pot, you know what water does? Water is the universal taker. It takes time and never gives time. So if I have a treif pot, I boil water in the pot, all the treif time goes into the water and never leaves the water. Mele, the Ramban says, halacha l'maisa, I'm allowed to do Hadolah even on a ben yomo pot. Because water always holds, water never gives back. And this is quoted by the Rashba in Tshuva. The Rashba says in the Tshuva, kachay omer lanu haRamban, it's on the second line. And the Ramban quotes, we don't have time to read the Ramban, the Ramban records that he, when he was younger, and learning by the Rashba records, when he was learning by the Ramban, he stood up and said, Ramban, Rebbe, he had chutzpah, he says. I was made as fun of, I said, Rebbe, is that really true? How are you talking? It doesn't make any sense. And the Ramban couldn't defend himself. The Rashba writes, well, I said, I proved to Ramban, you're wrong. It's not true. Water is not a universal taker. It's still going to be a problem. You can't touch for tli, which is ben yomo. It's interesting to note that in Mishmeres Habayis, which is written anonymously, the Rashba writes this same din. He quotes the Ramban and says, Prior to Chachti, I already had a vikuach with the Ramban about this. So it's one of the rayas. I'm sure there are many other rayas. And the Mishmeres Habayis, even though it's written anonymously, is really written by the Rashba, because the Rashba quotes that he had an argument with the Ramban about this, and we see in the Tshuva, the Rashba actually had an argument with the Ramban about it. And the last point, there's a famous machlokas famous machlokas as far as chametz. Chametz machlokas. The Gemara talks that it didn't have terabala yisur bala. Major machlokas halacha ma'aseh is chametz considered had terabala or yisur bala. The Gemara says no star is considered had terabala. The question is what makes something had terabala or yisur bala? Chametz on Pesach today is chametz mutter? Yes. The famous machlokas between the Ramban and others, if we say that chametz today is considered shema olav or not. Is chametz considered when I have chametz today? Is chametz considered Heter or Yisurah? I can technically eat it, but Lamais is still called Chametz. The Ramban says the Chametz Shema Olav is considered Yisurah Bala, and the other Rishonim hold that the Chametz is considered Heter Bala. Very important Machlokas, which we'll discuss with the Shem later on in our Limud. When is the next Maariv? 25?
No, we make Maariv on our own.
We have
independent Maariv.
We have the 101 manager right here.
That's right.
According to the Rajva, the official can only once it's in the world, and hot law, so how is it?
Which one? Pause. Just throw it. If you fall, it's not my fault.
Even though the Rajva doesn't say pretty closely, it's Havan on Shane and Gear, right. It's still. It's not candy to say edible on the wall.
The what? This says what?